I am Claire. I'm one of the ministry staff here, mostly at 10:15 and 5 p.m, but also the resident church history person. And so we're going to do a little bit of church history now. In common with other Christians here at Kalaroo, we refer to the Bible as God's Word. We treat it as authoritative. We read it every Sunday. The Bible is important to us. It's critical. And so over the next little while, we're going to do a series of spots looking at how we ended up with our English Bibles, the ones we use today. So one of the questions we had to ask is, how did we get our canon? How did we end up with these particular books and not other books in our Bibles? Today we're going to start there, particularly with the Old Testament. But before we jump in, I want to define what we mean by canon, because this is a really helpful thing. It's helpful to distinguish two types of canon. Here's a couple of definitions from a guy called Michael Kruger. The exclusive definition is what we usually think of. When we use the term canon to refer to a fixed, final, closed list of books, right? The list of books at the front of your Bible, we're not adding any more to it. It's fixed, we agree on what it is, and it's closed. That's usually how we use the word canon. But then there's also a functional definition of canon, and under this definition we have a canon when books are being used as an authoritative norm for Christian communities, even if we don't yet have a final closed list. What do we mean by that? We don't go from a position where nothing is God's word to, wow, now we have a fixed closed canon. There's this long period in the middle where lots of books are being used as God's word, everybody recognises them as God's word, we just haven't finished writing the list yet. And so you'll sometimes hear people say, well, there's no Bible till the 4th century. That's the final list's not written to the 4th century. But actually, the books are being used well before that, that we have a functional canon, just not an exclusive canon. Now, when it comes to the Old Testament, the church just inherited the Old Testament from its Jewish ancestry. So Paul wrote in 2 Timothy, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." What was the scripture that Timothy knew from infancy? It was the Old Testament. The New Testament did not exist at that point. So let's talk about the Old Testament canon. Unfortunately, we don't know much about how we ended up with the Old Testament canon, so this won't be a long spot. We don't know as much about how it came together as we'd like to. It was written mostly in Hebrew, some bits in Aramaic. It was written over a period of about 1,000 years, so some parts of it are probably being treated as God's word before other parts have even been written. It seems to have been closed by about the year 150 BC. That is, we get that exclusive canon by 150 BC. That might sound late, but remember there's lots being treated as scripture well before then. We also know that the Hebrew Old Testament was in a different order to our Bibles. So there were three sections in the Hebrew Old Testament. The first, the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. And then the prophets, which was divided into two sections, the former prophets and the latter prophets. The former prophets look to us like histories. We don't call them prophets, but in the Hebrew Bible they were called prophets. And then the writings, which is a collection of a whole bunch of things. It has the wisdom literature in it, the Psalms in it, the five scrolls, which I think I've listed up there, a range of different things in the writings. So that their Hebrew Bible was put in that order, so a different order to our Bibles. It helps us to know that, to understand bits of our New Testament. So Jesus says in Luke 24:44, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms." And now if you're a very literal reader and you hear prophets and you only think of our prophets, well, then it sounds like all the books from Joshua to 2 Chronicles are missing, like they don't point us to Jesus. But if we understand that Jesus is talking about the Old Testament, the Hebrew Old Testament, well, then that's all three bits of it. The law is the Torah, the prophets is the latter and the former prophets, the histories and the things we call prophets, and Psalms is a stand-in there for the writings. So the order we use comes from something called the Septuagint, which we're going to talk about next time. Now, some of you are sitting there thinking, Claire, are you going to talk about the Apocrypha? Yes, but not today. As I was writing this spot, it quickly became two spots, and so we'll have to talk about the Apocrypha next time. So that's our brief introduction, but there'll be a number of these, and we'll slowly build the picture.